Feeling frequencies?
Feeling frequencies open.
Report, this is the Enterprise. We are getting underway.
Acknowledged, Enterprise. Transfer complete. Good luck on your mission.
And to you.
Give my regards to your captain. Repulse out.
Shuttle base secured, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Crusher. Make all preparations to get underway.
We're constructing the enclosure on Cargo Deck 5.
The transfer has been completed. Dr. Pulaski's being shown to her quarters. We're ready to get underway.
Graham, take a look at the containment module our chief engineer has designed.
Chief engineer. It still has a nice ring to it.
Each of these units will have total environmental control. Gravity, temperature, atmosphere, light, all in a protective stasis field.
And these get put into the large containment unit.
Right. See, these modules will keep the specimens alive, but it's this large containment area that's going to keep us alive. And I have to go and replicate this 512 times, which means I'll have to divert power from the warp engines to the replicator for a while.
Oh. Now, how long will we be on impulse power?
A couple of hours. Can't be helped.
When we leave ODET 9, I'm going to need all the power you can slam into those warp engines.
You'll have it.
Number one, I'll relieve you at 0300.
Take us out of orbit, Mr. Crusher. Set course for ODET 9.
Aye, sir. Course for ODET 9 has been input.
Maximum impulse velocity.
Aye, sir.
Engage.
Engineering, this is Science One. I have just observed what appeared to be a random energy transference.
Where?
Aft. Outboard of the port to south.
Hold on, I'll check. No, I show nothing here, Data.
Problem, Commander? Possibility, sir. An unexplained power fluctuation.
You let me know if it reoccurs.
Aye, sir.
Final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Thank you.
Stardate 42073.1. There has been an outbreak of an unclassified plasma plague in the Rochelle system. We're on an emergency run to collect specimens of the deadly plague and transport them to Science Station Tango Sierra, where, hopefully, an antidote can be produced.
How's it going?
Finished. Just waiting to insert the modules.
Number one. Lieutenant LaForge says we will be able to engage the warp drive within the hour.
Grand. Mr. Data, when we have a complete list of all the specimens we will be carrying, I want you and Dr.
Pulaski, sir.
Dr. Pulaski, I want you to go through.
Aye, sir.
By the way, where is our new doctor? She reported in?
Not yet.
Sickbay, this is the captain.
Sickbay, aye.
Is Dr. Pulaski there?
No, sir. The doctor is in 10 forward.
Thank you.
Aye, sir.
You are on board, and already she's found 10 forward.
I'll go get her.
No.
I'll go.
Not the best way to meet your new captain.
Deck 10, forward station 1.
Hello, Captain.
I'm sorry this mission will delay your reunion with your mother.
That's all right. It'll give me the time to finish some projects I have to do. It's going to be hard leaving the Enterprise.
Mixed feelings, Rose. Always hard leaving any ship.
Just as it was for your mother.
When she left to become head of Starfleet Medical. But moving from one assignment to another is part of the life which you're choosing.
I know. But this isn't any ship.
How true.
Guinan?
Captain?
Where is Dr. Pulaski? Thank you. Dr. Catherine Pulaski.
Ah, you must be Captain Picard.
Doctor, protocol may have been lax in your last assignment, but here on the Enterprise...
Sit down, Captain. You'd better listen to this.
Captain, and the last of the modules are being inserted.
Take it to Warp 6 as soon as possible.
Acknowledged.
This is Dr. Catherine Pulaski. We'll handle the formal introductions later.
Counselor Deanna Troy is pregnant. She is going to have a baby.
Baby?
This is a surprise.
More so for me.
This pregnancy is unlike anything I've ever encountered. Since she came to me a few hours ago, I have done 2 complete examinations of Counselor Troy. Now, this is the first examination. The fetus is about halfway through the first trimester, about 6 weeks old. Now, understand, we believe that conception took place 11 hours ago.
What?
It gets better. This is the second exam 1 hour later. Now, it's consistent, except for the fact that it appears that the fetus is several weeks older. At this growth rate, Counselor Troy will have her baby in about 36 hours. The normal gestation rate for a betazoid is 10 months.
I don't mean to be indelicate, but who's the father?
Last night, while I slept, something which I can only describe as a presence entered my body.
A life form of unknown origin and intent is breeding right now inside Councillor Troy. Our purpose here is to determine what is to be done about this discussion.
Wait. Now, let me get this straight. Deanna was impregnated by what? Doctor, what do the tests show? Is it a humanoid, an alien?
It's a male human. Or, in this case, half human, half betazoid.
Exactly the same as Deanna.
In every way. In fact, there is nothing to indicate that there are any genetic patterns other than people.
I don't think this is a random occurrence. I think there's a purpose here, a reason. What? I don't know.
Captain. Obviously, the pregnancy must be terminated. For the safety of the ship and the crew.
Warren, you can't assume the intent was belligerent.
That is the safest assumption.
Captain, this is a life form. Not to allow it to develop naturally would deny us the opportunity to study it.
If the fetus is aborted, laboratory analysis is due.
Doctor, is there any health risk to Counselor Troy if the fetus is aborted?
Captain, do whatever you feel is necessary to protect the ship and the crew. But know this. I'm going to have this baby.
And it seems that the discussion is over.
Captain's log, supplemental. We have finally arrived at Odette 9, where we will pick up the specimens of plasma plague for transport to Rochelle's. It is only because so many lives are at stake that I'm willing to put this ship and crew at such great risk. Meanwhile, Counselor Troy's pregnancy continues to progress at an astonishing rate.
How are you feeling?
I should be feeling uncomfortable with all the changes in my body, but I don't. I feel fine. Better than fine. Wonderful.
Standard orbit.
Standard orbit, sir.
Open hailing frequencies.
Hailing frequencies open.
Odette 9, this is Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise.
Ah, the Enterprise. Here at last. Well, good. Let's get going.
Excuse me, to whom am I speaking?
To whom are you speaking? I'm Lieutenant Commander Hester Delp, Medical Trustee, Federation Medical Collection Station.
Are the specimens ready for transfer?
Yes, but with your permission, I would like to inspect the containment area before we proceed. Now, it's not that I doubt the ability of your crew, Captain, but we cannot afford a mistake.
I appreciate your caution. In the like vein, I want a complete, detailed manifest of everything you intend to bring aboard my ship.
Very good. I will allow you access to my computer banks, okay?
Mr. Data, download the inventory and cross-reference it with the medical computer. Number one, arrange to have Hester Delp transported up.
Captain's log, supplemental. Although it's been nearly 14 hours since we arrived at Odette 9, Hester Delp has still not completed his inspection of the containment unit. The transfer will not be permitted until he's assured of zero growth during our voyage. Meanwhile, the desperate pleas from the Rochelle system continue.
Captain, the final manifest has been received.
At last. Review it with Dr. Pulaski. I want you both to be completely familiar with it.
Aye, sir.
Data, would you help me get to Big Bay? It's time.
Let's get
you
to maternity.
Worf, assemble your security team in sick bay.
Is that necessary?
Yes, Doctor. Captain's orders.
Well, it's strange to need armed guards in a delivery room. This way. How frequent are your contractions?
Very close together.
Oh, in my other deliveries, except for a couple, the father was always present.
Difficult under the circumstances.
Perhaps I could serve in that capacity.
Counselor Troy is going to need the comfort of a human touch and not the cold hand of technology.
Doctor, I think Commander Data will do very nicely.
Your choice.
You don't have to do anything, Data. Just be with me.
There's nothing to be nervous about.
Nervous? I find this very interesting. Although I understand, in technical terms, how life is formed, there is still a part of the process which eludes me. The child inside you. Are you able to access his thought process? Does he have thoughts? You are aware of him. Is he aware of you? When does that awareness begin?
It's happening.
How does it feel?
Data?
Yes?
Now.
Doctor.
This is an impatient baby. He's eager to make his appearance. Now, do you want something for the pain? It will in no way diminish the experience.
I have felt no pain.
None?
No. None at all.
Have your security men stand back. I understand the importance of having you here. But keep out from underfoot.
Normal. Fetal pulse? 137.
The baby is showing healthy respiratory movements. The action of the heart rate is good. The baby's doing wonderful, Troy. Breathe slowly. You're doing great. Stay calm. Got him. You can relax. Are easy births the norm for better doors?
Not according to my mother.
You can come in the rest of the way now. Now fret, Lieutenant. You and your men can relax. It's just a baby.
Thank you for allowing me to participate. It was remarkable.
Do you have a name?
Ian Andra, after my father. Were you here all along?
Feel
fine. Wonderful. Thank you, Doctor, for everything.
Troy, did she have a good night?
I've delivered dozens of babies, but none like this. There was no pain, no trauma.
It's true.
It was effortless for both of them.
I'm not sure of your point.
She had her baby yesterday. If I were to examine her now, I would not be able to tell she had a baby or had ever had a baby. It was as if the incident never happened.
Data, how long before we begin the transfer?
2 hours, 19 minutes, sir.
Number one, you have the bridge.
All right, sir. You will accompany me, Doctor, please. I think it's time I paid my respects.
Come in.
Deanna, I wanted to see how you were and have a look at your baby.
Thank goodness.
How old is he?
Naturality,
dear. Yes, but
in appearance, almost 4 Earth years old.
Ian? Say hello to Captain Picard.
You mean he can talk?
Hello.
Hello, Ian.
Please don't worry. Everything is okay.
Captain's log, supplemental. We are faced with 2 major problems. Troy's child and the deadly cargo we are about to take on. In the hours since his birth, Troy's baby has continued his rapid growth and now appears physically and mentally to be a child of 8. Still, there is no indication as to who he is or why he is here.
6A, this is the bridge. We are ready to begin loading.
We need a little more time. It's taking longer than we anticipated to categorize these specimens.
Data, look at this.
Data.
What?
My name. It is pronounced Data.
Oh?
You called me Data.
What's the difference?
One is my name. The other is not.
Is this possible? With all your neural nets, algorithms, and heuristics? Is there some combination that makes up a circuit for bruised feelings? Possible? I am unfamiliar with this symbol.
It indicates a genetically engineered biological life form.
About 20% of the specimens fall into that category. It's a native beaver at play.
Query. Eager beaver?
Well, in this case, eager beaver refers to some overachieving genetic engineer who, probably because of lack of anything better to do, has forced this strain of virus to mutate. Just so we can see how bad that can get. Captain Picard.
Picard?
I just wanted you to know what risks we're about to take.
Go on.
If the most innocuous specimen on the manifest list gets loose, it will destroy all life on the Enterprise in a matter of hours.
I understand, Doctor. Do you have a recommendation?
Considering how desperately this is needed, no, I don't. I just wanted you to know what we were carrying.
Thank you. Commander Data, if you have completed your review, you're needed in Transporter Room 3.
Aye, sir. Excuse me, Doctor.
That's all right, Data. Data, what if? Ian? Ian. He's a very tactile child. He wants to touch and feel everything. It's time to go, sweetheart. Unbelievable. I think he's actually grown since you dropped him off.
I like it here, Mommy.
I thought you would. Say thank you to Miss Gladstone for having you and let's go get something to eat.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Biotransport authorization complete.
Contadec 5, we will commence transportation on your command. Transporter 3, we are ready to receive. Data, the first batch is in place, and we're ready for the next.
You'll inform me when loading is complete and the cargo secure?
I see.
Come in.
I wanted to stop by and see how Ian was doing.
We're doing fine. I was just about to get him his supper.
Do you want your supper now, too?
No, Ian. But thank you for the invitation.
You're welcome.
Have you ever played with puppies?
They had a litter today in the nursery.
No, Ian. I don't think I've played with puppies.
You should come to the nursery while the puppies are still there.
Perhaps later.
Ow! My arm!
Let me see.
Wet.
Is that better, sweetheart? Everything's going to be fine.
He allowed himself to be burned.
Mm-hmm. For the experience.
Who is he? Why is he here? What does he want?
Ian, could you tell us why you're here?
Because Mommy said it was time to eat.
I mean, why are you here on this ship?
I live here.
Ian, I think the captain wants to know if you're ready to tell us why you came here.
No. Not yet.
The answer is within him. When his cognitive powers are sufficiently developed, he will be able to articulate it.
I hope you'll tell us soon.
Cargo has been loaded and is secure.
And take us out of orbit, number one. Set a course for Rachelis. Warp 6.
Can I get you something?
No, nothing. I just like to stand here.
I don't blame you. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
How about a nice cup of Meruvian tea?
No, nothing. Thank you.
You'll be leaving soon. What do you see when you look out there?
The Lorenzi cluster. And there's Arnab. And there's Epsilon Indy.
That's not what I mean. I mean, when you look out there,
Don't you see your future? It'll still be there. What about a cup of nectar direct from Prometheus? No, nothing. That's the third time you've asked me. It's what I'm expected to do. Don't you always do what's expected? I try. Even if it's not what you really want. Sometimes. Sometimes it's more important to consider others before yourself. Yes. But sometimes the game is to know when to consider yourself before others. Give yourself permission to be selfish.
Something's wrong.
What is it?
Grove.
Where?
L73.
Bridge, this is Cargo Deck 5.
Yes, aboard.
Captain, we have a malfunction in the containment area.
How serious?
Very.
Captain's log supplemental. For reasons as yet unknown, one of the deadly specimens of plasma plague has begun to grow.
Report, Mr. LaForge.
Captain, we've checked everything. There's no reason for this to be happening. I can't even isolate the cause of the problem.
Come on, Data. We'd better get down there.
Dr. Pulaski.
Yes, Captain?
They're having a little difficulty on Cargo Deck 5. Your presence is requested.
I'm on my way.
You never talk about yourself. Sure I do. All the time.
People say you're very old.
Oh?
And that you knew Captain Picard when he was on the Stargazer?
No, I never knew the captain till I came on board.
Well, everyone's very curious about you.
Yes, I'll bet they are.
Yeah, they want to know where you're from.
And where do they say?
Well, they say that you're from Novacron, and that,
Mr. Crusher, report to the bridge.
Aye, sir. Gotta go. Thanks.
For a dish of Devlarian souffle?
No, not for the souffle. I meant for the rest.
That's why I'm here.
Thanks.
Bye.
Why this module and not the other?
Computer, run diagnostic on module L73.
All circuits functional.
Environment is programmed. Temperature 97 degrees Kelvin. Radiation flux zero, stasis field nominal, everything exactly the way it should be, right down the line.
Perhaps it is a sensor malfunction. Computer, inquiry. Is growth actually occurring in module L73?
Confirmed. Doctor, one of the specimens is growing.
Destroy it now.
I can't.
Data, prepare to get us in the module.
We can't do that either. It will go into a spore and remain until it comes into contact with a planet or another ship, and the results would be disastrous.
Commander, your attitude tells me that no matter how bad I think it is, it's actually worse.
This is not going to hold it.
Go on.
The rate of growth is increasing so rapidly. Within 30 minutes, it's going to push out of its module. Within 2 hours, it'll break out of the containment area.
No. It can't break through this.
Yes, it will.
Captain? We may not be able to get control of this situation. I recommend we arrange transfer of all non-essential personnel to the saucer section. And if we lose containment, we should be prepared to separate.
Make it so.
Why this one specimen and none of the others? Something is stimulating it. Do you have the etiology? Do you know how it would develop?
Yes. It's right over here.
It's a mutated strain developed by Dr. Susan Nares during an outbreak of P. plasma plague 70 years ago in the Obi system. It was number 9 in a series of 58 tests. This particular one bombarded by low levels of Eichner radiation. Could exposure to Eichner radiation stimulate growth?
It could, but I've got some.
Why didn't you detect this before?
I don't know. It wasn't here before.
Well, it is now. What emits that type of radiation?
A subspace phase inverter. We don't have one. Certain cyanoacrylates?
Alternate on this ship. What else? Because it's here, we better find it.
I can feel that some of the people are very worried.
Yes, I feel it too. But don't you worry.
It's me, Mommy. I'm the reason.
What?
It's me.
You?
Yes. I have to leave you now. It'll be very bad for everyone.
What are you saying?
I have to leave now.
Leave? You're going to die.
No, you can't. Sickbay, this is Counselor Troy. I need a doctor in my quarters now. Ian! Ian, no! Ian! It's Ian, hurry.
What happened?
Did he eat anything? Did he fall?
No.
Commander, the child is the source of the unusual radiation.
Ian said he's the reason the ship is in danger.
That analysis is correct.
I'm losing life signs.
You must save him.
Commander Riker, the containment field has stabilized.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
Then Ian was right. He was the cause.
Apparently so.
He is a life force entity. When we passed each other in space, he was curious about us. So he decided the best way to learn was to go through the process. To be born, to live as one of us, and in that way to understand us. He never meant any harm.
There was a moment when you smiled.
He said, "Thank you." I told him we will miss him. And I will.
Standard Station Orbit, Mr. Crescent.
Aye, sir. Standard Orbit.
Transporter Room 3, this is the captain. We have arrived. Let's make this transfer with all deliberate speed.
Aye, sir.
I'll be glad to be relieved of this cargo. You have the bridge number 1.
Captain? Could I see you when you have a moment?
In my ready room when your duties permit.
Thank you, sir. How long is it going to take to develop a vaccine?
We may never develop one.
And all of this might have been in vain?
No, let's hope not.
Stand by to energize. Good luck.
Data, you can lock onto the first group and begin transporting on my mark.
Tom?
Captain Picard, I've thought about this a lot. I want to remain on the Enterprise.
Have you discussed this with your mother?
No, sir. Before I do that, I'd like your permission to stay.
Wesley, it's a little more complicated than that.
Captain, this is where I want to be. This is where I feel I belong.
Captain, transfer complete. We are ready to leave orbit.
Make it so, number 1. Return to your position.
All systems secure. Take us out of orbit, Mr. Crusher. Lay in a course to the Morgana quadrant.
Yes, sir.
Ensign Crusher has requested to remain on the Enterprise.
I'm not surprised. How did you respond?
I haven't as yet, number 1. I didn't think that it was my responsibility alone. His remaining will create difficulties for all of us.
Yes, indeed. With his mother gone, who will see to his studies?
Exactly. Of course, that duty will fall to Commander Data.
And who will tuck him in at night?
Come on, Commander.
I will accept that responsibility.
Well, we know he'll get his sleep.
Well, and that takes care of the practical, but there's more to growing up than that. Now, it's my belief, number 1, that you're best qualified to supervise that. You're willing to serve.
Difficult decision. Yes, I can do that.
Now, Mr. Crusher, communicate with your mother at Starfleet Medical Headquarters. Give her my regards and tell her that you have my permission to remain on the Enterprise. But I will abide by her wishes.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I know she'll agree.
Now, do you have course and speed laid in?
Yes, sir, they are.
And Mr. Crusher, engage.